This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you this same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated. Kingdom Ministries was created for the purpose of sharing Jesus Christ, sharing the message of the Kingdom of God to a world that has not heard this glorious message, which was at the center of Jesus' ministry. Center at the heart and mind of Jesus as he preached during his 3.5-year ministry. Jesus taught the kingdom of God. Jesus demonstrated what the kingdom of God would be like through the miracles that he performed. And yet the kingdom of God is a topic that is pretty silent in churches today. So the purpose of Kingdom Ministries Incorporated was to get the word about the kingdom of God to you, a listening audience, a ready audience who would be open to understanding true biblical concepts. I'm glad you're listening today. I want you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil and write down the verses that I'd be talking about and give you an opportunity then. If you write those down, you can go back and re-examine those passages, because it's important for you to be able to understand what the Bible teaches. It's important for you to know what you believe and why you believe it. Paul told Timothy to study to show himself approved, to be a workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, in 2 Timothy 2:15. We've been talking for quite a while about this resurrection chapter, chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. I'd like to have you look at verse 35. It has to do with the resurrection of the body. When Jesus was resurrected, it was a real event. The disciples ran away at the crucifixion. When Jesus died, they were scattered. But a man named Joseph of Arimathea claimed the body of Jesus and put it in his own tomb. I had an opportunity several decades ago to go to Israel and to Jerusalem and to see the Garden Tomb, a very serene place, a very beautiful place, in a place that many believe to be the burial of Jesus. In Israel, there's a variety of places where people claim this might be the burial ground. And there are several, but the one that I saw, whether it was the actual one or one that just some people believe it to be, looked authentic. It was called the Garden Tomb. And as we peered into the tomb, one side had been used, the other side had not. And in this tomb, there was a sense, we had a sense of peace. And the reality of what had happened 2,000 years ago, that this may have been the place that the body of the Lord Jesus Christ had been placed. It was over this tomb, over the entrance to the tomb, that the Roman guards put a stone and sealed the stone and then put two guards to watch over it. Because this man, Jesus, during his ministry, had said something about coming back to life. The Romans heard it. They said something about it. They claimed it. And they took it to Pilate and said, "This guy that we have just put to death, he said that he would come back to life. Let's put a guard there to make sure that his disciples don't steal his body by night and then claim a resurrection." Now you have to go into the Gospels to see and read the story of the resurrection. But when Jesus was resurrected on that first day of the week, it's when we celebrate it at Easter. In Matthew chapter 28, and write this passage down, and I commit this passage to you to read it and study it later. After this is verse 1, after the Sabbath it began to dawn for the first day of the week, and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. Behold, there was a severe earthquake had occurred, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled away the stone and sat on it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Now, I'm going to stop there and realize the scripture here says in verse 4 that the guards shook for fear of him, that is of the angel, and became like dead men. Later on, in the same chapter 28 of Matthew, starting with verse 11, they said, while some were on their way, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. And when they assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave large sums of money to the soldiers and said, you are to say, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this should come to the governor's ears, we will win him over and keep you out of trouble. And they took the money and did as they had been instructed. These guards became, the scripture says, as dead men. But later, they're talking to the officials and receiving hush money to not say what had actually happened, what they had seen. So they didn't die. They became as dead men. You can pretty well figure out what took place. For fear of what had taken place, they fainted. They passed out because they had never seen anything like it. An angel of the Lord descends from heaven and rolls the stone away, and just the sight of it, they fainted. So these men knew that resurrection had occurred. They had seen it. But when the stone was rolled away, the body of Jesus was already gone. The disciples didn't steal the body. God raised him back to life. And there were appearances over the next 40 days of Jesus being seen by many people, and over 500 at one time. They saw the risen Lord. One of the events was on the road to Emmaus when two men were talking together about the events that had happened, and Jesus appeared and was walking with them. On Easter evening, the night of that night after the resurrection, the disciples, for fear of what repercussions might come to them because of the event that had taken place, were hiding in the upper room, and the door was shut. They were hiding because the soldiers had been given hush money, and they said, we'll pass the word around. The leaders said, we'll say the disciples stole his body by night, and we'll protect you guys from what you saw. Well, in the Gospel of John, it says that when the door was shut, Jesus suddenly appeared in the midst of them. So the question would naturally come as, if the door was shut and Jesus wasn't there before, how did he suddenly appear? He materialized in front of them. Yet, when the apostles were afraid of him, he told them to handle him and to touch him, because he said, flesh and bone, a spirit does not have flesh and bone as you see me have. So Jesus had a real physical body, but he had the ability to dematerialize and go through a wall, go through a door. And when the stone was rolled away, Jesus was already resurrected. So this 35th verse in 1 Corinthians 15 says, but some will say, how are the dead raised, and what kind of body do they come? We're not going to have the same body that we have now. The body we have now is corruptible. It wears out. We're going to have a different body. And you can read in Scripture events like this one in the Gospel of John, when it talks about the door being shut and Jesus suddenly appearing in the midst of them. It's like a Star Wars event where now suddenly somebody materializes in front of you. That may be what it's like. But one of the things that a verse that I want you to write down is 1 John, the epistle of 1 John in the back of the Bible, right before Jude, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. I want you to write down 1 John chapter 3, and the verse is verse 2. The verse says, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is." And in the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21, the scripture tells us, and you can write that one down and check it out later, it talks about our vile bodies being changed like his glorious body. Exactly what it will be like to be immortal, we don't really know. But the Bible says we're going to be like Jesus, and it's going to we'll be able to live forever without having the ill effects of the elements around us as they do now. And we'll be able to eat if we want to, but we won't have to if we don't want to. The trees that'll be in the kingdom are going to be for the healing of the nations. That's according to the book of Revelation. But we're going to be immortal. And exactly what kind of a body, we're not certain. But it will be a physical body because Jesus had one. He was able to be seen, and then he was able to disappear. We'll have a glorious body like Jesus. So Paul talks about this in this 15th chapter, and we'll pick it up here next week as we continue to study. And may God bless you as you continue to become a student of the Word of God.